Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Big Show. This is Investing and Trading Live. I am your host, Josh Lilquist, and we are happy to have you with us today. As always, I have my good friend, the mastermind of this whole operation. He is the stock master, Mr. Al Connexon. Al, how are you doing today?
Feeling pretty good, Josh. How about you?
I'm doing really good. It's always a good time talking about the stock market with you. We have a good time. We should put the outtakes on one of these days.
I don't think so.
Our YouTube viewers probably really like those outtakes. But the sponsor of the show, Online Trading Academy, teaching people just like you for over 25 years how to trade and invest with the financial markets. When we talk about the financial markets, that's all the markets. You have the stock market. Everybody knows that. You have options, futures, forex. You have cryptocurrency. Great opportunities with all these different assets. And they're not new. They're just a little bit different. And that's some of the things that we're going to talk about here today on Investing and Trading Live, is how to use all assets in your repertoire, in your trading and investment strategy.
That was a big word for you to tackle this early in the morning.
I actually got that out without mispronunciating it.
Do it five times in a row.
Let's pass on that. We'll do that in between the break here, but I almost forgot what we were going to talk about here today. But Al, with all these great movements and all these different assets that are showing us great movements, stock, options, futures, and Forex, how do you help people here at Online Trading Academy that are coming to these free classes start to understand what are some of those opportunities, and how do you make smart investing decisions moving forward?
Well, you know, the great thing, we're seeing this in this market right now, we saw it last year, is there's always something that is outperforming, and there's always something that's underperforming. Last year, unfortunately for a lot of people, they were in a portfolio that as a whole was underperforming, and it's typically because of the way they're invested, the way they have been guided by Wall Street to invest. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is kind of start with this. Why are people in the market? And typically, we'll ask that in these classes that you'll be talking about. What are you looking at getting out of the market? Your why is extremely important, because that's what keeps you motivated. But let's really get down to the bottom line. The bottom line is, no matter what your why is, you're in the market to make money. You want a profit, right?
That's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And what that means is that price has to move in your favor, has to move in the direction you want it to go in. Profits have to be protected. And that's one of the areas that people really fall down on as far as managing their portfolios, managing their money, is not taking a profit when you have it and watching that profit be taken away from you.
Correct. And also multi-directions, like you said. You want it to go in your direction, but that can be up. And that can be down as well. There's opportunities in both directions.
It can be sideways. So there's actually three different directions. You know, and if you're only participating in one direction, which most people are, you're missing out on almost two-thirds of the opportunity that's out there. But, you know, I mentioned price is extremely important. Identifying the right price that gives you the opportunity to take that profit, to identify a profit and take it, but also to make sure that you manage risk. And right now, you know, we're going through an unusual period. We've got high inflation. We've got now a fear of recession. We've got global conflicts. We've got domestic political issues, and a Fed that's doing the opposite of what really boosted and propelled this market over the last 13 years. So bottom line, we're just in a different investment environment. And what's worked before didn't work last year and probably isn't going to work going forward.
Yep.
You know, if you're... What most people that are listening to the show are in, whether it's in your retirement portfolio or just an investment portfolio, is some kind of a managed account. And maybe it's a mutual fund. And here's the scary thing, Josh. The Wall Street Journal does this thing called the Winner's Circle. They did a survey, and they found out of 1,412 U.S. actively managed stock funds over a 12-month period, only 7 had gains. That's 0.5%, with an average loss of close to 20%.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because think about it. We kicked the show off about understanding multiple assets, and you mentioned most people are just in mutual funds, which essentially is just one asset. So how are you helping people that come to these workshops kind of bridge that gap and be able to understand, or I guess get that starting point of understanding all those different markets?
Yeah, well, one of the things I think that's a real advantage for our listeners that we provide is unbiased information, unbiased education. A lot of people out there will have a strategy that's biased and probably depends on the market doing a certain thing, going a certain direction. You know, we understand that there are opportunities no matter what the market is doing, no matter what direction it's going. So we want to point those out to you. What moves the market price for the, you know, first of all, what's the most important thing? As I mentioned when I, you know, kind of kicked off my segment here, the most important thing is profiting. It's making money. So price has to move in your direction. If you're buying something, price has to go up. So the important thing is finding out why that happened. Doesn't make really not necessarily why it happened, but when it happened.
Correct.
And who caused it to happen. We don't care why it happened. That's not important. It's just important that it does move. So in the classes that we teach, including this one you'll be talking about, we talk about how the market functions and then what the different assets are that are available to the public. It's not just stocks. It's not just mutual funds. Most of our students, once they have gone through a class and understand what the benefits of some of these other assets are, they will choose something other than stocks or mutual funds to invest in. And there's a number of reasons, a number of benefits. And I think the ironic thing is that people are not introduced to these things yep. by Wall Street.
Correct.
The real reason is because it's not part of their plan. It's not part of their business plan. It's too much work for them. And what they want to do is get the maximum profit with the least amount of work, which yeah. is putting you in a buy and hold strategy that's one directional.
It's funny that you kind of made a good point there. I think you probably didn't realize you said it. It's not part of their plan.
Oh, no, that's right.
Think about this. You need a plan for you, not for them. And you made a great comment there as well, is who causes the market to move. It doesn't matter why it moved. Who caused it does. And it's the institutions that what we want to identify on a price chart to trade with those institutions, because the big money, we call it the elephants in the room,
right.
the Goldman Sachs, the Merrill Lynch's, the big banks and institutions, they actually move the market. So that's what our strategy at Online Trading Academy is designed to do, is actually designed to follow that strategy, follow that institution, that elephant in the room. And we introduce you to these different techniques and concepts in these investing classes that we do local here at our academies. We have several academies all across the country, a matter of fact, all across the world. And we teach these two-hour classes a few times per week, and it allows most people to have the opportunity to get into these classes. These are about two-hour classes, and we go through the stock market, options, futures, Forex, different opportunities with up markets and those down markets. So I want to give a text number here, so get your phones ready. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. I'm going to give away some tickets to this investing class local at our academies to see what the opportunities are, and hopefully moving forward, making smarter investing decisions. Mm-hmm. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. Text the word investing right now to the number 210-210 for two seats and a financial quick start kit to help you get started right away. Now, coming up next, we're going to do a market update. We didn't get a chance to do that. We're going to talk about all those multiple assets that you probably already know. This is Josh and Al, Investing and Trading Live. We'll be right back.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
What's in a name? For Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the name perfectly describes the state-of-the-art veterinary medical facility that we trust. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, trust is why we have chosen Lone Tree Vet for all of our pets' medical needs. They provide a wide variety of medical and surgical services and utilize state-of-the-art methods, protocols, and technology. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, you can trust the medical team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. We all know that making the decision for our pets to have a medical or surgical procedure is not always an easy one, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they understand the hesitation and anxiety that accompany leaving a pet for any type of procedure. Whether it's a spay or neuter surgery, a laparoscopic surgery, or a complex orthopedic surgery, the professional team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is dedicated to making your pet feel comfortable and special. If your pet needs medical care, call 303-708-8050 today. That's 303-708-8050. And for more information, visit them online at LoneTreeVet.com.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. And if you missed those tickets to the investing class that we do here locally, we talk about how the stock market actually works, how price actually functions and moves in these free classes that a lot of people are coming into at our local academies. And that's what we've been seeing, especially lately. What people are really liking is a physical place to go to learn about the stock market, learn about how it works, the players in the stock market, who's actually moving the market. And then Online Trading Academy actually has a core strategy that's designed to follow those big institutions. And that's what you got to do to have consistency in the markets. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this class. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. When you do that, you're going to get a text back, and you're going to also receive a financial quick start kit just for getting set up. So text investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats for that investing class. And Al, as we talked about in that last segment, you know, what moves price, it doesn't matter. But what matters is who caused that price to move. And you need to understand that in all the different markets. As I mentioned, I was going to give a market update in this segment here. And if you look at the market overall in the year, it's up on the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost from the very bottom of the beginning of the year, it's up. Depending on what you're looking at, they're all a little bit different.
Santa Claus came a little bit late this year.
Yeah, you're right. He showed up a little late, anywhere between 4% and 6%, depending mm-hmm. on what market mm-hmm. you're looking at. One of the things that you know we were talking about off air is oil and gas prices, how they're going to start and already have started to go up a little bit. Right. And if you look at USO, which is the ETF for oil on the year in the last few weeks here, up roughly about 13%.
Right.
So the gas prices usually lag a little bit behind that. Mm-hmm. What's really interesting, so now we're talking about multiple assets. This is the energy sector, the XLE ETF, and this is still near all-time highs. And I think that's why inflation is still there, even though we've had a little bit better reports lately, it's still very high.
Yeah, well, you know, the PPI came out last Wednesday, and it was down. It was down about 0.5%, mm-hmm. and the expectations were it would be down 1%. One-tenth of a percent.
Yeah,
and retail sales were down 1.1% too. But the PPI, which kind of measures wholesale prices, one of the reasons it was down is because energy prices had come down, and now that's reversing and going back up again. So people that look at that PPI and say, well, this is showing that inflation is really under control and going down, you might want to hold off on that, on thinking about that, because the biggest part of that drop was energy and gas. Mm-hmm. Now energy, as you mentioned, that XLE is up. Gas prices have gone up about 21 cents, I think, in the last week or so. Yeah. So that's starting to reverse. I had mentioned, I think, last week that one of the reasons gas has been down is because lower demand. China basically shut down. And when China reopens, the demand for gas and the demand for commodities in general is going to go up.
Yeah. Speaking of commodities, gold has really been going up here since, looks like since about the beginning of November, sure. Gold is actually up almost 18% based on when you listen to the show here since November. So commodities, that's going up. Same thing with silver. That's been going up since the lows it hit back in October, up 40% since right. then. So we're seeing that type of market move. We had retail sales this week that wasn't very good either. We have some earnings.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those bad news is good news things, though. Retail True. Sales were down, and what the Fed has been trying to do is that, to keep demand down, to keep sales down, and to be honest with you, to keep unemployment up. And, you know, so things may be starting to work. But yep. what we're also seeing, you know, you mentioned gold being up, XLE being up. There's always going to be something that's outperforming. And, you know, the problem is if you are in a buy and hold strategy that has you diversified across numerous different stocks or equities or mutual funds that supposedly will have you diversified in a way where, you know, your losses are going to be minimized, which is true. But diversification, the way Wall Street does it, is not the best way to do it. And we talk mm-hmm. about the right way to do it in these classes. But
yeah.
what's also really kind of at the forefront right now are earnings.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I were talking just a little bit ago about Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, yep.
Goldman Sachs missed their earnings. They had a terrible earnings report. Yep. They were down about 6.5%
on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just one day.
Yeah. The interesting thing is Morgan Stanley was up about 5%. So you have mm-hmm. two stocks in that same asset class that were totally opposite. So mm-hmm. people are going to be looking at it. Really, what we're looking for, and it's, I think it's the interest in earnings is even more heightened now because we're waiting to see what the impact of the Fed's interest rate increases is going to be on earnings, because yep. it's kind of a lagging thing that we need to watch out for.
Yep. So, and why are we telling some of this stuff? You know, when we're seeing, you know, good earnings, bad earnings. You look at Target, you know, that'd be retail.
Right.
You know, I don't know when their earnings come out here. I think it's not until the 28th of February, but it's coming into a supply zone. So we don't want to use the news as our decision-making process. We want to use the chart, and it's all about supply and demand in the markets. Just real quick, explain supply and demand in the markets.
Yeah, you know, let me just comment on news. You mentioned we don't want to look at news. News is old news. Right? Mm-hmm. When you hear about something, it's already happened. So we don't want to look backwards. We want to look forward. And we use supply and demand to be able to do that. No matter what you're looking at, no matter what part of the financial world you're looking at, supply and demand, that law of supply and demand is something that can't be argued. When there's more demand for something, price is going to go up. When there's more supply, price is going to go down. And what we look at, just substitute, instead of demand, look at it as being buyers. Instead of supply, look at it as being sellers. That's what moves the price of something. It's enough buying activity to move the price of something. When that happens, the public typically does what we call it, follow a herding factor. Basically, they want to wait until they see something happen, then they jump in. Mm-hmm. So the institutions kind of get these things started, and then they rely on the public to jump in and kind of help provide a profit for
Correct.
Them.
Correct. Yep.
But the institutions will only buy something when they feel there's a real true value for them for that particular asset. So here's the great thing. We don't have to go through all the work of trying to decide whether it's a good value or not. That's doing the fundamentals. Let the institutions do that. They have the ability to put billions of dollars into research and data that help them identify what the true value of something is. That's when they're going to enter a trade. So would it be helpful if you could know in advance when they were going to do that? And the obvious answer is yes. That's what we teach you in this class. We teach you or show you, introduce you to a strategy we call core strategy that is designed basically just to follow what the institutions are doing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be brilliant to be successful as a trader. You just have to be smart enough to follow the people that are brilliant.
Yeah,
and they leave footprints for us on a price chart, which we show you how to read and how to identify where those footprints are.
Yeah, and we have these classes here locally at our academies. I mean, these are great classes because it's what do you have to lose? I mean, for one, they're free. then you can see what the opportunities are, see how that core strategy works. I mean, Online Trading Academy has been doing this for over 25 years. I mean, there's really nobody else that has been around that long that does this type of education, and they don't teach this in schools. So we're seeing a lot of people, I mean, all ages that are coming into these classes. We're seeing a lot of people that are near retirement that are saying, hey, okay, my 401k is not doing as good as it used to be. Now I need to do something different. An income strategy is what they're looking for. We'll talk about that coming up. But you can just text the word investing to the number 210-210 for some tickets for this investing class to get started with that financial journey. It's the new year. It's still January. Let's get that financial year started here by coming into one of these classes. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now for two seats for this class. You know, you're mentioning news and how when the news comes out, they want the public to kind of jump on after things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking for several weeks here now about one of my favorite stocks, WWE.
We have.
And they had some rumors of a sale back on, I believe it was the 5th or the 6th of January. And price went from $72 all the way up to $93 in just a couple days. And there, you know, the rumor was they're going to sell for $89 a share, roughly. And as we're doing the show here, price is right around $89 per share. So as what you're talking about, this news comes out, and we don't know the news until after it's out. By that time, the majority of the move has happened already. So do you want to just go and buy WWE just because now it looks really good? That's what a lot of people do.
Exactly.
They buy after. I mean, think about it this way. Most people buy a stock or whatever that may be in the markets after price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy things on sale. Just like you say you go to Target or whatever grocery store you like, and you say, okay, am I going to go buy this loaf of bread? $2. I'm going to wait until it goes to $3, and I'm going to buy two of them. You would never do that in your everyday life. But people do that in their finances or in the market because they're conditioned to do it the wrong way. I want you to talk a little bit about that core strategy and supply and demand and how it's really helping people make comfortable investing decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the important things to be successful as an investor or trader is the profit. I mentioned making money, profiting. And if you wait until the major move of a stock has already taken place, a lot of the profit's already gone. And if you can identify where that turning point that's going to start a trend, so to speak, where that happens, that gives you the opportunity to ride as much as possible that trend before it's over. And how do you identify when it's over? Because that's when you want to get out of a position. Both the beginning of a trend and the end of a trend are caused by institutions. It's those turning points that we want to identify. And because of the way Wall Street has to invest, the way they invest, we can take advantage of that. And in these classes, we'll show you, we'll talk to you about what we mean. But we know when Wall Street takes a position in something, it's going to happen again. And we can identify where that's going to happen on a price chart. So you can have a trade set. Just wait for the price to come to you. And then the institutions, Wall Street is going to be the one that activates things and starts the price movement. But you're already set there. You should be set with your entry price, with your protection in case you are wrong, and then also with your profit. And think about it. If you buy something and it starts going up, how do you know when to take a profit? When is the right time to sell? For most people, it's just a guess, and it's based maybe more on greed than anything. But at some point in time, the price of anything will stop going up, at least for a while, pull back a bit before goes back into that upward movement, or it just rolls over and starts going down. Something caused that to happen. We want you to be set at that point when that happens with your target there. So you get out and you protect your profit.
Yeah, the great thing about that is, you know, a lot of people are listening and they're thinking, well, I don't have the time to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, what we train you to do at Online Trading Academy is actually set your computer to do it for you while you're not at your computer. So we have a lot of people that come to these investing classes that are looking for an extra income strategy, whether during their retirement years and they don't want to have a second job or go back to work, or people that are still working, they want to have that second income stream or strategy to hopefully build more wealth. So we train you at Online Trading Academy how to set those trades up in advance and wait for price to come to you, as Al is talking about. Now, that's where you get in, but also where to get out, and that'll actually automatically do that for you. So people that are looking for those income strategies, you can still do this on top of your job. It's just you haven't been taught yet how to do that. And we introduce you to these different techniques and these concepts in these investing classes. And it's all about, as Al was talking about, the turning points of price. That's where you find that lowest risk. You got to keep that risk low no matter what. Highest reward and then highest probability entry points in the financial markets. So we have these investing classes. I want to invite you to come into one of these classes to see what it's all about. We have these classes during the week. We also have them on the weekend. Al teaches these. I teach these as well. We have a great time, and it's almost like a roundtable discussion. It's talking about the markets. If you have questions about income strategies or your 401k or IRA, which we'll talk about in the next segment, so make sure to stay tuned for that. Bring those questions in. Make sure we get those questions answered so that way you can hopefully make smart investing decisions moving forward. So you can text right now for two seats for this class. By the way, they're free. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. When you text, you're going to get a text right back to find a date that works best on your schedule. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. Coming up next, stay tuned. We're going to talk about those 401k and IRA strategies within your retirement years. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for the investing class. This is Josh and Al, Investing and Trading Live. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy, 25 years teaching people just like you how to trade and invest in the financial markets, how to make smart investing decisions, whether you're in your working years or during retirement. If you happen to miss two seats for that investing class that we do local at our academies, you can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. You can text investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this investing class at Online Trading Academy. And these classes are about 2 hours long, and we introduce you to these different techniques and concepts. On the last segment, we were talking about different income strategies during your working years or during retirement, but also how to use multiple assets, whether it's stock, options, futures, or that Forex market. And in this segment here, I know a lot of you guys stayed around and stuck around for this segment because this is very important right now. It's those retirement accounts. That's what everybody saves up all their life for, is to have that retirement time. I was just having a conversation with a good friend just recently, and they were talking about they're not where they thought they would be at this time. And they said, I thought I would be retired by this time and being able to spend time with the grandkids and all that stuff that people want to do during those years. And they see their friends doing all that stuff, and they just can't do that because they still have to work. So there are income strategies if you are a little bit short during that retirement time. But also, you need to protect what you have in these markets that have been down for over a year now. So, Al, I want you to kind of discuss about, first, let's discuss protecting what you have in your accounts, because if you can't protect it, you can't grow it. And then I want to get into some of those strategies with those retirement accounts, whether you have a 401k, especially an IRA, to be able to direct that. Because think about this. This is your money. Why have a stranger direct that for you? Why have a stranger do that? And I was actually having a conversation with somebody this last week, and they said, they have a broker, they have an advisor, and they've given all their money to them over the, you know, many, many years. And it hasn't been, in their opinion, hasn't been what they were wishing for or hoping for. And they wanted to get into the markets, and they're like, well, I'm going to get in the markets, but I just don't know how to do that. Maybe I should ask my broker or advisor. And by the way, this broker or advisor didn't know them. They were just an account, and they asked them, hey, I'm looking at, you know, directing this myself and trading myself. And you know what they said, Al? Well, you're kind of busy right now. You just don't have the right, you know, enough time to do things. Mm-hmm. But so people look at that and say, oh, you're the smart person. You're the professional. I should listen to you and not do this. But the reason why they're telling people that, you know, you don't have enough time or you can't do this is because if you pull your money from them, they are losing those commissions and fees. And that's their business. And nothing against the people. It's just the way it is. So they condition and train people to just give you their money, hold it, and say nice things and try to keep you from taking your money from them. Al, I want you to discuss protecting your accounts and then directing them yourself.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, it's important for people to understand this. These companies, the Wall Street firms, they are in business for their bottom line. That's more important to them than your bottom line. So just kind of remember that. And last year, you mentioned protection. How do you protect your assets? Last year, the average 401k was down over 25%, which means that a lot of people had no protection over their assets. You know, maybe you had some diversification that kept you from going down 30% instead of 25%, but you still had a loss. So now ask yourself this. Now, are you still excited about retirement, or are you just dreaming about what could have been? And that's not the situation that you want to find yourself in. Unfortunately, a lot of you now are already in the hole, so to speak, with your retirement accounts. So how do you get out? How do you recover those losses? And that means gaining more than just the average returns that we might be seeing over the next maybe 5 to 10 years. So how do you do that? Are there assets that will allow you to do that? But number one, before you even think about doing anything else, learn how to protect the assets that you have. How can you do that? We talk about that in these classes. In fact, we think the number one thing you should learn, regardless of whether you're in retirement or you're just starting to become a trader or investor, is how to lose. Basically, not losing.
Keep it small.
But keep it small. You have to learn that first before you go on to deal with the profit part of it. That becomes the easy part of it. But do you have a plan? What's your retirement plan? Do you actually have a plan? And how does your plan account for major corrections or crashes, bear markets? How does your plan account for income? And how does your plan account for protection? And do you even have a plan? But those are things that are important that we talk about. The most important thing when you go into retirement is that protection part of it. But then the second one is income. You know, and people think, well, I don't need an income. I've got this big chunk of money now that I've worked 30 or 40 years from now. I'm just going to use that to pay my bills and so forth. Well, what happens to that pile of money every time you take a chunk out? It gets smaller and smaller. It's like we've often used a reference to a snow pile.
Yeah.
You know, and as the sun hits that snow pile, it dwindles down. Pretty soon it's gone. Well, you might have many more years left to live, because what we're finding is that a lot of people end up outliving their retirement money, and that's the number one fear that people have.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Well, we show you how to protect your assets, and then also how to generate income off of what you have. If what you have isn't enough, if that's not going to help you live the retirement dreams that you have, how do you use the market to do that? How do you use the market sort of like an ATM machine to pull income out as you need it and to help you to kind of fill the gap that that's there because the income from your job is no longer there.
Yeah, well, you mentioned having a plan, and I think a lot of our listeners are probably like, yeah, I need a plan, but they don't know the steps within that. They don't know where to start. And really, it starts with these investing classes that I'm going to give away seats to here in a little bit. But Al, when someone comes to you and says, I don't have a plan for retirement, I don't know what to do. And you really help people kind of cross that barrier of fear, of doing something on their own. What's some of the things that you do to help people be comfortable doing that?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, paint a picture for us. What do you want your retirement to look like? Too many other pieces of advice that people get is based on how much you have and then looking at an average return or what they think the average return is going to be. Then they tell you, basically tell you how you're going to live your retirement. We prefer to have you tell us what you want your retirement to look like, and then let's see if we can't put together a plan that addresses that, that helps you bridge the gap from where you are now to where you want to be. We show you how to protect the assets you have. But everyone's going to be a little different as to you know, what they want their retirement years to look like, what their retirement years can look like. There's also, you know, one of the things that's hard when you plan for retirement is you don't know what's going to happen, you know, physically. We don't know what's going to happen as far as like getting a divorce, illnesses, injuries, all those things that may require you to do something different. There are events that can happen that maybe will change the rate of return you need to get to where you want to go. And unfortunately for a lot of people, what happens when they go through those events that and they realize that maybe there isn't enough money there, they start to take chances. They start to take on too much risk. And that's something that we want to address. There are ways of addressing the market using different assets. And they're income assets that you can use before you retire to generate more income, but you can also use in retirement. I'm talking about things like options and futures and the foreign exchange market, the Forex market. Don't, you know, I know some people, they cringe when they hear those words. Well, it's probably because you don't really understand those assets. And we see people all the time that come in and say, you know, I listened to something on YouTube and I started trading options or I started trading futures and I lost
worst
money.
Worst thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a right way to do each of those. There's a right way to address the market during different time, different economic situations.
Yep.
But it's all part of education. It's just knowledge.
Yeah, you were explaining that, you know, you have to protect your accounts. And really what we mean by that is protecting them from loss. And Al, do you remember the Price is Right?
Sure.
Not when Drew Carey was doing it, but was it Bob Barker?
Bob Barker, right.
And there was that mountain climber.
Yeah, that's right. And they go the yodeling thing.
Yodel. They go to the very top, and then he'd fall off.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And that's very similar to what a lot of people's 401ks and IRAs do in down markets. They go to the top, you know, to where it's at, and they fall over that cliff, and then they have to start over. And that's why the returns are so small over a lifetime, because you keep having these big losses. So what we want to do at Online Trade Academy is remove those big losses to protect what you have. And you have to do that, as Al was talking about, with a little bit of education. And the education starts with understanding and being introduced to these concepts. Hopefully we're opening your eyes, or your ears, I should say, on the show here today to understand there are opportunities. Come into these investing classes so you can see what those opportunities are. That way you have more consistency in those in your market, in your accounts, and then having more confidence going into those retirement years. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats. That's text investing to 210-210 for two seats for this investing class. Al, we got one more to go. I want to talk some more about those income strategies in retirement accounts, but also income strategies during those working years so people can have more opportunities during that retirement time. This is Josh and Al. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan. You know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. Online Trading Academy teaches people just like you for over 25 years how to trade and invest. Content in center, locally here, physical classes, and online. So that way, our education is available to anybody, anywhere, at any time. And by the way, we have these free investing classes that a lot of people have been texting into. Congratulations to those of you that got set up for this investing class. We do these classes during the week and on the weekend. They're about 2 hours long. Al teaches these, I teach these as well. And we talk about how the market works, how it functions, income strategies with the market, retirement strategies, which we'll talk about in this segment here, but making smart investing decisions moving forward. And that's what it comes down to, is having a consistent strategy in the markets. And you need a core strategy to do that. Online Trading Academy has that core strategy that's designed to follow the banks, to follow the institutions in your accounts. Text the word investing for two tickets for this class. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210. We make it real simple for people. Everybody loves to text these days, Al. Even you and I, we even text these days.
I finally learned how to do it.
And we made it real nice and easy. So if you're driving, please pull over and text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this investing class at our local academies. But Al, we did talk about those different income strategies during working years and in what you want to find in your investment analysis is turning points of price, turning points in the markets. And that's where you find the lowest risk, highest reward, and highest probability entry points in the markets. And you made a couple good points in that last segment in people's income trading or their income strategies. A lot of people are in the hole this year on their income accounts, really, quite frankly, their wealth accounts as well. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, don't just wait for it to come back. Why not have a strategy as this market goes down? have a strategy if this market continues to go sideways. If you look at the markets, really, it hasn't done a whole lot. It's at the same price it was at back in November. So no movement, no growth for people. And people that are looking to retire need some returns. What are some of the strategies that you're helping people and introducing them to, especially in these investing classes? But when you meet with people, what are you introducing strategies in the markets for, as far as if someone has a, let's start with an IRA, mm-hmm. and they're not getting the returns they're hoping for, how do you help people cross that bridge to get, you know, a strategy and a plan to where they are now and then where they want to be, let's just say in 6 months, 2 years, five mm-hmm. years down the road?
Well, you know, first of all, I'll start with this. Are there people that are making money in these markets regardless of which direction it's going? Are people successful? And the answer is yes. And if that is the case, then wouldn't it be of value to you just to find out what they're doing and just follow them? Use the same strategy that they're using, the same, you know, it may be different strategies for different people, but as far as how they're addressing the markets, the market goes up, it goes down, it goes sideways. And, you know, and what is your portfolio doing? Is your portfolio benefiting all three ways or just one of those directions? And if it's only benefiting in one direction, then you probably need to do something different. It's not anything that is, you know, just a, you know, just specific to the big firms, Wall Street firms. These are things that you can do as individual investors. If you have the right kind of retirement plan set up, you can use these income producing strategies in those retirement accounts with protection. You know, the real goal in retirement, and we cover these in these classes, number one is protect your assets. Number two, generate income off of them instead of drawing from them. And number three is grow them. You know, and we're going through a period of time now where inflation is having a big impact. Unfortunately, a lot of people in retirement are taking out credit, taking on more debt to, you know, take care of this increase in the cost of living.
Yeah.
And it, with the market and most 401ks down about 25%, what's happening is that people that are retired have to access some money somehow because the cost of living is still there. It doesn't, when you retire, you know, the cost of staying alive doesn't go away. You still have bills you have to pay. So if the market went down, if your portfolio went down 25% and you are now drawing money out, you're drawing out a higher percentage of that money just to survive.
Yep.
When the market turns around and goes back up again, you may not have enough money to really kind of pull your portfolio or have it pull out of that hole that it's in. You know, and Wall Street will tell you, you know, when the market's down, don't sell things. Well, that's great advice. But if you're retired and that's your only source of money is from that retirement account, you pretty much have to sell. So what you're doing is you're going against what Wall Street is telling you to do. And what we're saying is that you should have a plan in retirement where you don't necessarily need to rely on the amount of money you have in your retirement accounts other than taking required minimum distributions. Learn how to use it as an income generator and then also grow it at the same time. We have a strategy for wealth and retirement that we'll talk about in these classes too that does that. It has an income portion. It has a market participation portion. It has a cash portion. Last year when the average 401k was down about 25%, this strategy, which is a very conservative strategy, was up for the year. And that's a pretty substantial statement to be able to say when we had such a bad market for most people.
Yeah, there's so many different things that are happening these days with inflation, and we got earnings coming out right now especially. So people are afraid to get started. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do is actually, Al, is get started.
It's taking the first step.
It's that first step. And, you know, you really guide people through this show on being comfortable wanting to do that. And then we've had a lot of people come to these investing classes and be introduced to a lot of these techniques and concepts in the markets. And it all comes down to is just having a consistent strategy.
Right.
And that's what you need in the markets, especially in those retirement accounts. So if you're looking for that consistent strategy, more confidence going into retirement or staying retired, just check out one of these investing classes. You probably have the time. People are working from home these days, so you pretty much can do what you want nowadays. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for this investing class locally right here. It's a hands-on physical place to go. to learn about the markets. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So, Al, we have we talked about IRAs. Let's just say somebody has a 401k. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, I mean, riddle me this. If somebody is investing every other Friday,
right,
because it's just their paycheck and X amount goes into their retirement account, 401k, and the market's just continuing to go down, especially for this past year, mm-hmm. does that make sense for people? Or are there opportunities? Let's just say if somebody has a retirement account and rather than putting the money into the market there, are you seeing a lot of people want to be introduced to being able to create their own retirement account as well?
Sure.
So what are some of the things that they can do and not just have that 401k?
Well, you know, 401ks, we talk a lot about 401ks and how there's so many negatives there. There's some real positives there, too. Number one, it forces you to put some money away for retirement. And number two, if you have a plan or a sponsored plan that has a match for your employer, is matching a certain percentage of what you put in, that is free money. That's really worth taking. But the problem is, people do this, they have that certain amount of money taken out of their check, maybe they have part of it matched, and then they just kind of put it on cruise control. My guess is that a large percentage of people in this country don't even know what's in their 401ks or 403bs. So number one, let's look at what you have. Find out what you have access to. There's always going to be something that will be outperforming and underperforming. There may be a time period where just being in the stock market is not the right place to be. You have something. I think every 401k, every 403b has something else that you can get into that might be a cash or cash equivalent type of investment. So let's look at what you have in those retirement accounts, how you can manage those accounts. But then what most of our students do, Josh, is instead of putting additional money in after their match has been met, they'll maybe set up a self-directed IRA. When you leave a company, for whatever reason, you can roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA without a tax consequence or a penalty. And then you have the ability to use those income strategies we talk about, the options market, the futures market, the foreign exchange market, if you have the right education to do it. You can protect your assets. You can benefit in an up market, a down market, a sideways market, and you know what? And there's no fees.
That's the great thing about it, Al, is that four-letter F word in the financial industry, and it is a family show, it is fees. That can be a detriment to your retirement accounts. Is a 2% fee, which is pretty much on a low end,
sure,
that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars over a course of a lifetime. Yeah,
I figure 50 to 75% of what you could have is gone.
Yeah, and think about that. If you had 50 to 75% more, what would that have your... What, how would that make your life look?
Sure.
Would that make a big difference to you? If you think it might, well, come to one of these investing classes, see what the different opportunities are with 401ks and IRAs, self-directing, all that jazz with your retirement accounts. That's what you work so hard for. Start protecting that and growing that on your terms. Text the word investing for two tickets for an investing class to see how those concepts are, see those techniques. Text investing to the number 210-210 right now. Al, we had earnings starting this week here. We had PPI this week, and you always have great tips. Let's hear today's OTA tip of the week.
Well, you know, Josh, in order to succeed in anything, you have to make a decision. You know, not a hope, not a wish. It's a decision to take responsibility for where you are and where you want to be, and then do something about it. You know, if you want more control over your time, more control over your financial security, your well-being, you can have it, but you have to take the responsibility to get it. Everyone has challenges, but successful people take on those challenges and they concentrate on what could go right instead of what could go wrong.
Yeah, if retirement is just a hope or just a dream right now, let's start a plan. Start a plan to reach that goal. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two seats for our investing classes right here at our academies during the week and on the weekend. Anybody can attend. Text investing to the number 210-210. We'll see you at the class this week. As always, same time, same place next week. Until then, retire young, my friends.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.